1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. It is the weekend before the Tuesday Georgia Senate runoff election in which the Republican ex-football star Herschel Walker tries to take away a seat from short-time Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock. And the president sees that as a high-stakes fight. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Visiting a phone bank for Warnock in Boston Friday, President Biden said Democrats need to win Georgia to solidify the party's Senate majority.
It really matters whether we continue to control the United States Senate in a way that we're not going to be able to have anybody hold us up and not do certain things.
The latest reports on the nation's economy are something of a mixed bag. Correspondent Skylar Henry with that.
The Labor Department released better-than-expected jobs numbers, with the U.S. adding 263,000 jobs. News President Biden says shows that the country is moving in the right direction.
Wages for working families, in fact, over the last couple months have gone up. These wage increases are larger than the increase in inflation during that same period of time.
But the wage hike will likely mean interest rates will be higher for longer as the Federal Reserve looks to tamp down inflation.
More now from the White House, which is among those reacting critically to a post on ex-President Donald Trump's social media company account calling for the suspension of the U.S. Constitution and Trump's restoration to the presidency. Turning to the war in Ukraine, now in its 10th month, and hard times expected for everybody involved as the winter weather sets in. Correspondent MTS Tayyab is in eastern Ukraine.
Soldiers tell us the cold and the mud haven't dampened their spirits, with Vladimir saying, winter is coming, but we are ready for it.
And Ukrainian forces will need to stay ready, with President Zelensky warning Russia is planning a major attack any day now.
There are concerns in one of this country's military services, two very different ones. National Security Correspondent David Martin.
Another outbreak of Navy suicides. Four sailors listed as apparent suicides in less than a month, all assigned to the same command in Norfolk, Virginia.
I am furious right now.
Robert Decker says his son Cody had been depressed because of a toxic leader in his previous command.
The military's got to wake up. They've got to change. I just want resources for these sailors, and I want leadership.
The command, which is assigned to repair ships on the East Coast, includes 1,200 sailors.
The U.S. is out of the World Cup, beaten by Holland. Georgia remains number one in college football. Colorado's new coach is one-time Neon Deion Sanders.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 9 above overnight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 33. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
Talking energy efficiency. Put a sweater on my fishing boat. Turn it off.
shaking up her salt and pepper hair. The party stops, all eyes are on this well-seasoned pair. Grandma's jasmine and rosemary. They are the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
They're not here to give you sage advice. They came out to spice up the night. Say,
Spice Girls, muy caliente.
They're not here to make you beans and rice. They came out to spice up the night. But their style is in mint condition. Oh, you know you don't need a car to mom of a mom when her moves are sweet as cinnamon. Oh, they are the
Spice Girls, muy caliente.
They're not here to give you sage advice. They came out to spice up the night. Sing.
Spice Girls, muy caliente.
They're not here to make you beans and rice. They came out to spice up the night. Oh, your beer is flat and your food tastes so bland. But your life's devoid of flavor. You've got no time to waste. Let grandma lend a hand. Just a pinch and you'll start to
about Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day. Legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to beak at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
Boy,
she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance. Cause she's the clave master, just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chucks, so you know she's master in a Prius Accord. Cause she got her knees replaced, but call her Inspector Gadget. Cause she lives her life fast, makes you drink coffee and tea. Cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
Yeah.
Yeah, Porky's Groove Machine there on Maxing Civic Media. I love Porky's Groove Machine. First, we had to do a double dip. Spice Girls and Don't Turn Me On. Okay, I got you on there. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Terry Barr and Rocker on a Saturday night playing that original local music. Of course, the Civil Engineer is part of the big New Year's Eve, the Spaceship.TV simulcast. We're going to do the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine, of course, will take us until midnight.
And Jimmy, you know what? You know what's really interesting is Porky's Groove Machine is actually playing here in Wisconsin the eve of New Year's Eve.
That's right.
So the night before our party, you can catch them Friday, December 30th. They're going to be playing at the Appleton Beer Factory with Feed the Dog up in Appleton. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be coming to play for us live on the radio on New Year's Eve
that
to bring in the new year.
Oh, what a good time we are going to have. And I really do. I hope everybody takes the opportunity to join us. I think we've talked about that many people, unless you have a specific band you really want to go see on a New Year's Eve, many people don't go out on New Year's Eve anymore.
You know, New Year's is one of those holidays where I personally don't like going out to venues mm-hmm. and bars because it's kind of rookie night, everybody out.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And, you know, it's less than desirable unless you're, you know, you're going with a big pack of friends. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, I like to think of it in the way that we're just providing a really great reason for you to stay home.
Be in your PJs and have your whatever.
Bottle of Corbel.
Yeah. Oh, there
you
go.
Or some Rocker Vodka Martinis.
You need a brandy, Rocker. Rocker brandy.
We knew he was going to get there. Yep.
First is rum, now it's brandy. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, geez.
Another quick program note for next week, December 10th, here on Max Inc. Radio. The Civic Media Holiday Party is happening. So everybody's off, except for I have a little show that I'm put together. The best of the 20s so far.
Really?
We're going to track through some of my... It's very subjective.
Okay.
You know, in the past, we did... The top 41 had mm-hmm. a bunch of voting and everything, mm-hmm. very democratic, being very authoritarian.
Well, if you're working on the show, you get to do what you want, right?
I'm taking lessons from Rocker here.
Jimmy's so, fascist playlist.
There you go. Anyway, tune in next week. There's a lot of cool tracks that came out so far in the 20s here in, across the state of Wisconsin. We're going to play them all for you next week here on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow.
Rocker, we still got quite the show coming up tonight. What's happening, man?
We do, Jimmy. Mickey Magnum is here, along with the Rascal Theory. We're going to hear from them about Mama Cares in just a minute. GMMC, Greater Madison Music City, Rob Dees, and the Music Recovery Framework is going to happen December 8th at the Cafe Coda. We're going to hear all about that. And Devil's Lair, Dave Adler, Mazel Tunes coming up, piano, 9 p.m., and Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight tonight, Jimmy.
All right. Thanks for listening to all of the to everybody on the Civic Media Radio Network. Appreciate you. Let's get you back to some rock and roll with the Mascot Theory. Fast Car Getaway. This is their latest one on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Someone else. perfection. Therapy, slow decay. Sometimes the story gets an end. With a fast car, get away. Take a bow. Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Radio for the people.
You're a model of flawless design. I can't help but feel butterflies every time you are by. You make me want to throw away my storyline and make a new one with you. I could be a new rescue. I know these feelings have been long overdue. Someone else's bed, who's this? Told myself I'd never ever fall. I said life's too short to let them have it all right. Yeah. I know these feelings have been long overdue.
That is Erin Colburn from Ohio and her song Sleeve on Max Inc. Radio. Erin's coming to Madison to the Crucible on Thursday, December the 8th. That's just in a couple of days. I really like that song, too. I think she's from Cincinnati. Yeah, let's just say that, okay? How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Terry Barr is here with Barr Notes.
You're
what's happening?
You're cracking me up, man.
I'm struggling tonight.
You're not struggling. You're doing all right.
I need to step outside or something.
Oh, jeez. Get some fresh air.
Yeah, fresh air.
Is that
air.
What you mean? Uh-huh.
Breathe heavy.
Yeah, fresh air.
All right. Got some Barr Notes for you here. Let's start with Jackson Taylor. He was my interview last weekend. Young country upcomer, country crooner, I think we were calling him. He quit everything he was doing to go, boom, full on into music. Based in central Wisconsin, he had a huge show Friday night. We talked about it in the interview, and I just found out the show sold out.
Wow.
It's his first sellout. He's a youngin', too. He's like 26, so he's really fired up about doing this music thing. And I'm glad he's still in Wisconsin right now, that we could have some fun and get a chance to talk with him and kind of watch where he's headed these days,
too. Is that the show at B's Tap House?
It was the show at B's Tap House. Nice. Yeah, that's in Rapids. So way to go, you guys. Way to show up. Okay, here's some holiday things. We'll run through these kind of quickly. Funky Christmas featuring the Funky JBs. Yep,
that's Banks.
Uh-huh. At High Noon. That's on Friday, December 16th, 7 o'clock. Of course, High Noon in Madison. Madison Malone, friend of the show. She is now out in L.A. She has her holiday EP release, and it's going to be online on her Facebook page this next Wednesday, December 7th, 8 o'clock. And it's basically a pay what you can if you can. Otherwise, you can just enjoy, sit back, and enjoy her music for free. Let's see. We've got a Whammy holiday party coming up in Milwaukee. They say this is going to be a total celebration of all things Milwaukee music. It's happening at Paulie's Pub and Eatery. That's actually in West Allis. Yep. And a ton of bands lined up. It's going to be a really, really fun time. That is happening next Saturday, the 10th. 10th. Evening on Ice. Have you heard about this one?
No.
Monona Bank is sponsoring this, and it's on the Iceland Way River Rink. This is in Monona, and this is going to be a couple different dates, but the first one is Tuesday, December 20th, 6 o'clock, free skating, free hot chocolate, and free music.
Mm-hmm. Free hot chocolate?
Well,
is there marshmallows?
Free music. So that sounds like a lot of fun and another way to just get some local artists featured. I love that. Sunspot. This should be wild. Also a friend of the show here, Sunspot, is having a Christmas show Saturday, December 17th. It starts at 5 at the Crucible in Madison. Okay, that's your holiday shows. Now, if you want to see something that's really going to be crazy, you guys know Adam Gruhl, right?
Oh, yeah.
Adam Gruhl. He makes me laugh.
Horseshoes and hand grenades,
you
right?
Got it. And I did an interview with him a couple months ago when he had a regular weekly show at the Showboat in Wisconsin Dells. Well, he is hosting a show called Camp Wisco. Nice. This is also next Saturday, December 10th. It's happening at the Sylvie. That's in Madison. All things Wisconsin. Everything you can think of. Now, this is where it gets a little weird, though. There's going to be the typical meat raffle. You love that. But then they're going to have cheese curd and brat eating contests.
Yes! Jimmy, how many brats can you eat?
I'm good for at least three in one setting. I can do
that's
three.
Not going to win, Jimmy.
My third one won't have a bun, though. Sometimes I like those naked brats, you know?
Are you a ketchup guy?
No.
Or a mustard guy?
I can't
mustard.
Say what I really want to say about ketchup.
Ooh, wow. Well, there's going to be music rolling in and out of this Camp Wisco as well, and including several polka bands. You can't have a Camp Wisco without polka bands.
Some polka.
So if you're interested, again, this is happening at the Sylvie next Saturday, December 10th. I think it sounds awesome. Oh, and they're having a euchre tournament at the same time.
Oh, my. Now that's Wisconsin.
Dude, I can't believe you brought up ketchup and brats in the same sentence.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Like in Wisconsin, though, that's something that happens.
No.
You don't catch. Well, you don't catch it happening in New York.
Okay, you know what?
But they don't even have brats in New York.
I'm putting this on Facebook right now, and I'm going to see.
Do you ketchup?
Yeah, I'm going to do this.
Do you mustard? Mm-hmm. I'm a mustard guy.
All right, we'll see what everybody says.
So disappointed. I mean,
when we moved here from New York, my mom got here, and there was like, you know, in front of the Kmart, it said, brats for a buck. But we were from New York, and my mom's like, brats for a buck? Got two.
She's like, I already have Rocker, so I don't, he's a brat.
Hey, Mickey Magnum, he doesn't put brats on his dogs at all, and Roscoe from the...
Rascal Theory, Jimmy.
Thank you. They're coming in talking about Mama Cares and their big benefit coming up. We'll have them on next. Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows dip down to about 15 overnight under clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 36. Lows level off around 27 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow Monday through Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media. We are local music. The Rascal Theory from 2020. That's what I want to say. Cup of Tea is the name of the album. That was Buzzkill. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop them online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's.
order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And don't forget, if you want to check out the podcast, download them, get to hear all the recent interviews here done from Max Inc. Radio. They're all up on the website, civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio icon, Civic Media US.
Jimmy, Mama Cares is a program that's done by the Mama Awards organization, and it's a fund that they've set up, a nonprofit fund, to help out musicians who have run into hard times, like mainly health issues, different things like that. And Mama Cares raises money by having shows, a lot of times benefit shows. Another benefit shows for Mama Cares is coming up at Pooley's here in Madison on December 10th. The whole thing starts at 6 p.m. There's the Bill Roberts Combo, the Rail Hoppers, Mickey Magnum, Roscoe Mitchell, the Rascal Theory, they're all playing there, Jimmy. And tonight, we have a couple of the members of those bands, Nathan from Mickey Magnum and Roscoe from the Rascal Theory, are here in the studio with us tonight to tell us about their Mama Care shows. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, Roscoe, let's get I just want to say hi. I want to make sure your voice is good here on the microphone. All right.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, yes. All right. Ooh, he's got a nice voice, too. Very nice. I could listen to you talk all day, I think.
All right. You want to read her the phone book record?
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. You guys, we've done some promotions in the past with Mama Cares, but what is it about knowing that you're helping fellow musicians that makes you want to be part of this?
Well, for me personally, because I went down sick last year with COVID, and Mama's really helped me recover in that situation, and so it's very near and dear to my heart personally right now. So, I'm glad to be here looking at you.
I am glad you're here looking at me too. Oh my goodness!
Explain the process that you went through with that, as far as getting the help, and how does it work?
Well, actually, it was my wife who contacted the organization and got the help going. I was still in the coma while all this was happening. So
I'm glad he laughed.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here, man. It's like.
Yeah.
So she got a hold of the organization, and they put it together. I mean, no problem. They didn't bat an eye. And so I'm very grateful for that. And not only do they do that, but they also put instruments in the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, keep that music rolling. Yeah,
right.
And the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Foundation, that's awesome stuff there. So, Mickey, what about you? What about your involvement with the Mamas, and specifically here, Mama Cares?
Well, you know, helping people is something that's always important to me, and it's always going to be important to me, I guess. I guess really to me what's most important is helping people in this world, because outside of playing music, that's what feels good inside. Like when I'm up there on stage, I like to entertain people, but, you know, helping people, they remember that. And when I think about, like, how do I want to be remembered as a musician, I want to be remembered as a guy that was kind of a wild, crazy rock guy, but also a guy that was a really cool guy that helped people a lot. Yeah. And people remember that. I had people help me, and I'll never forget it.
Tell people a little bit more about what Mama Cares, why you guys think this is so important. For somebody that might be listening tonight from anywhere across the state and has no idea what this is.
Well, you know, for an organization that does all the stuff that it does, it helps musicians that get sick. Yep. It helps kids that don't have financial resources to get instruments, because if they can't get them, they're never going to play them. It helps them get lessons, so if they do get an instrument, they can learn how to use it.
Yeah.
Scholarships, there's a lot of opportunities that this provides for people who don't have a lot, and that the inflation and all the other costs that have gone up have put a lot of financial strain on people. And the ability to do that is, it's getting harder and harder.
You know, you hit on some key points there. Mm-hmm. I am not a parent myself, but even Jimmy K knows that if a kid has music in their curriculum at school, they're going to succeed a lot better, probably. Mm-hmm. They're going to do better. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, music helps, you know, with the academic, also the social skills.
Oh, yeah.
And so much, you know, and it's so important. And, you know, I know we're unplugged from politics, but with certain political parties trying to disarm the the local schools and stuff, it's nice to have an organization like the Mamas mm-hmm. that gives a damn and wants to help people.
Well, and I love, and just kind of like Roscoe said about how this is also going beyond the, you know, getting the kids involved in music so we have future musicians, but having these amazing musicians standing in here with us right now and that they care enough to help other musicians that are going through a tough time, just like you talked about, Roscoe.
Yeah, it's like Nathan said, it's an awesome opportunity to help any way that you can.
Yeah.
And anybody that knows me here in this town knows that I love the Madison music scene, and I try and support it as much as I possibly can. And, man, getting kids instruments, Nathan hit on a point, is key. I mean, that's the future,
mm-hmm.
you know, because... rock and roll can never die.
Oh, man. Are we with you on that? Can I ask both of you just real quick, when did you both start playing music?
I started in 2009 when I stopped being a professional kickboxer, and I wanted to find something that was exciting. As exciting as walking out in front of 800 people to go fight somebody.
No kidding.
I had never played a single note, never sang a note, was not supposed to be a musician. I came from no family of any musical background.
See, that's a cool story, though, because then it tells people out there listening, you can do this, too.
You know, I had a vocal mm-hmm. coach that I finally, when I started becoming a singer, that told me, because I told her, I'm like, Jeannie, I'm too old. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say no more. And she's like, it's never too late, man.
That's awesome. Late. Congrats.
That's some of the best advice I was ever given.
Wow. Roscoe, when did you start in music?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we don't have that long to go. No, but I've been playing here in Madison for about 10 years now. And, you know...
Was music big in your home?
Oh, man, you got to know it, man. My folks listen to everything from Louis Armstrong to Motown to James Brown to Muddy Waters. I mean, nice. I grew up seeing Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker out busking in the Maxwell Street area when I was a kid. And so music has always been a part of my life. And I can remember telling my parents, I want to do that. My dad said, you do anything you put your head to.
That's awesome.
And so here I am.
Nice. Yeah.
Mickey Magnum, Roscoe from the Roscoe Theory. Tell us one more time about the Mama Cares event coming up mm-hmm. at Pooley's.
So we got Mama Cares at Pooley's, east side of Madison. 6 o'clock, Bill Roberts Combo. 7 o'clock, Big Jacob Vance and the band Railhopper. 8 o'clock, the Master of Mayhem, yours truly, Mickey Magnum. And at 9, the Rascal himself, Roscoe Foster and the
yeah.
Rascal Theory.
Yes. That is yeah. a lineup.
I know. Not only am I going to hire him as my bodyguard, now he's my announcer.
I was going to say, you got to do the announcing that night. Oh,
I was
yeah.
thinking about asking Mickey for some bodyguard duty, you know?
Well, I did introduce Rocker's Band one time.
Oh, that's right, our first gig.
Oh, I bet that was wild.
It was a lot of fun.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming in, being part of the show tonight. Doing everything you do for Mama Cares. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having us. Before I get out of here, though, I want to say, Rocker, thank you for the vodka.
You are truly welcome, Roscoe.
Some brandy, though, Rocker.
Jimmy yeah. K, you should see his head sweat. He's not going to be able to get out the door now.
So crazy. That vodka.
You guys are the best.
Let's rock. Let's roll. It's Mickey Bagna, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Run for your lives, try to hide away. with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
American Dead, Backseat Heartbeat on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, next week we're off for the holiday party, but I've got a great little show lined up for you. The best of the 20s so far. We're going to track through some of the best releases of the 20s so far. And we've gotten a lot of music over the last year, especially a lot of music over the last 2 years. So looking forward to sharing that with y'all. The best of the 20s so far. Next week, starting at 6 o'clock, right here on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. All right, coming up next hour, GMMC, the Greater Madison Music City. Rob Dez is going to stop in, and he's going to talk about that big show coming up at Cafe Coda on December 8th. These guys were going to come into the studio and visit us. Hope we can get them back in sometime very soon because they got a lot of stuff going on. And they rock. It's Bad Boy out of Milwaukee. Their latest track, Church Festival. It's Bad Boy on Max Inc.
Took my baby to the church festival. We were searching for Jesus and giving for God.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Pietrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and locally grown radio.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to
WFHR,
you.
WFHR, we'll Wisconsin there. Rapids, 1320 a.m., and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.